This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hey, Alex here. Remember the time JP Morgan Bank got caught with millions of dollars worth of cocaine in their shipping containers and the news just never picked it up? Like it didn't happen. My girlfriend and I recently went on a cruise around Miami, and seeing the shipping containers remind me of that. Until recently, you'd be doing some jail time for smoking some weed. But bring in thousands of pounds of cocaine into the country and you're fine. What a world. Anyways, welcome to the Market of Ventures podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to explain what being flagged as a pattern day trader means and how I almost got flagged just this past week. Stay tuned. So to get flagged as a pattern day trader, you'd have to make four or more day trades in the same five-day period. And that just means you buy a stock or an option and you sell it that same day. And that's a day trade. So you'd have to do four of those in a five-day period. Now, this standard is the same across all brokerages. Though some brokerages may be more strict with their ruling, the base standard is four or more in 5 days. And you get flagged. Now, I actually got a day trade warning myself because I've done 4 day trades this week. Crazy enough, I've done several episodes about day trading, and here I go getting warned about PDT. PDT is pattern day trading. Now, I did do 2 day trades this week, intentionally. Then the other morning, I bought a call option, and in minutes later, realized I should have bought a put option. So I had to close a call option and open a put option, and that counts as a day trade. And then it gets even better. That put option I bought went up in value that same day. It was a weekly option, actually. It expired in 2 days, so I needed to get out of it quickly. It rolls in profit about $100, so I just closed the trade, took my $100 profit, and boom, 4 day trades. And a nice little warning to boot. Now, what that means, if I make one more day trade in the next few days, my account will get flagged. This means I'll be required to maintain a balance of $25,000 in the account. And if I go below that, then I won't be able to trade until I get the balance back up. Now, here's the thing. Once you get flagged, your account will stay labeled as a pattern day trader, even if you stop day trading for a while. To get it fixed, you actually have to call your brokerage to try to resolve it. That means if you get flagged, you'll need to have a minimum of $25,000 in the account to even make any trades, which is not fun. Having $25,000 to make trades is fun, but being forced to maintain that balance, not fun. So I'm one day trade off of being flagged. So I have to tread very lightly this week. I actually did really well in the day trades that I did make, especially ones I made on purpose. And now I'm in a NEO put option that expires in August. Luckily, I passed 24 hours in the trade, so if I needed to get out of it when I bought it initially, I'd have been screwed, but I did hold it over a day, so not a problem. I can get out of it whenever I want without getting flagged. Moral of the story, pay attention to your trades and try not to get into the habit of day trading often. Luckily, platforms like TD Ameritrade and Robinhood will actually let you know when you're approaching that danger threshold. And take it from me, the last thing you want is to be flagged as a PDT or a pattern day trader. Now, a little sneak peek here or a sneak look here. I really wanted Disney. I really wanted Disney. I've wanted it for almost a week now, or at least a week, and I haven't pulled the trigger. And I didn't announce it on this show because something was a little off about it for me. I'm still watching it because I still really want it. I mean, they have earnings on August 12th. I'm sure they'll do great. Disney did decent. They missed a couple numbers, but Disney is moving much, much faster and growing much, much faster than Netflix. So or I should say at a faster rate. So I'm expecting something good from Disney. They had a couple of they had some of their parks open the last quarter, so they should have some revenue from that as well. Unfortunately, they are making masks mandatory at their Florida and California locations. So as that news begins to build, we'll see how that impacts the stock. So that's one reason I haven't been able to, I haven't pulled the trigger just as of late. But I am super interested in it. If you can ignore that news and just move on, just basically the numbers, I might look at it. Now, I'm still a little bearish in the market. So that's another reason why I haven't really gone with that Disney play, although I do think it'll be a killer. I am a little bit bearish on the market just because of, one, the technical indicators, but two, the blowout earnings from the big tech companies, which were like magnificent. They're huge, big, big beats. I believe a large percentage, I don't know what the number is, but a big percentage of the S&P 500 companies all beat their earnings expectations. And the market is not moving one bit, which means prices were all priced into the market already, potentially. I'm not an expert, so we'll see what happens. It's always best to watch and wait and see than this to try to predict something from happening. So basically, even though I am bearish, I'll be playing my bullish hand until something happens, and then I'll react or I'll respond to that move. Now, the fear of increasing lockdown measures here in the U.S. is growing, so that could be a potential catalyst for a downside move, or even upside move if that gets squashed immediately, as well as the China thing as well as an opportunity. There's a lot of different opportunities out there, and I'm itching to try them all on. As you can see, I bought the NIO play, right? The NIO put option, which is a Chinese EV maker. So, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities. We want to try them all. We're itching to try them all. But it's important to know that even though there are opportunities out there for everybody, it doesn't mean that every opportunity is for you or me. So be patient. Wait for the green light. And good luck to you out there. For those of you who are looking for what a pattern day trader is, I hope that explained, one, what it is, and I gave you a real life example of what I did this week, what got me flagged. And just be careful, or again, if you get flagged, that's $25,000 you have to have in your account just to trade on whatever platform it is that you're using. And that's it for this episode. So on your way out, make sure you go to the marketadventures.co website. There you'll find plenty of blogs. You'll find the Discord. You'll find a link to other resources that can help you become a better investor. And the best part about it, it's all free. With the exception of the two courses that I have on there, you don't need the courses at all to learn this stuff. Most of the stuff that's in my courses are on the website for free and are definitely in this podcast several times over for free as well. Enjoy the rest of your day. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.